YouTube, welcome back to another video. It's your boy Jermaine, and today I want to talk about why you should think twice before living with a female. Actually, you should never live with a female, ever. And I know you see these marriages out there. Hey, let them do their thing. That's them. Let them do them. That's them. But you? Oh man, you don't want to put yourself in that position. I'm telling you, from someone who's done it before, from other people who've done it before, they'll tell you the same thing. Yeah, you got to realize that if you're going to live with a woman, you probably really like her. You probably really want to take her serious. And when you begin to take her serious, she becomes psychologically dangerous to the point where y'all are going to end up driving each other insane if y'all are around each other 24/7. The more time away from a woman, the better, man. I'm telling you. And as a man, you should always be doing something. You should always be pursuing your purpose. You should always be chasing your purpose. You should never slow down and never lack. And living with the woman, I'm sorry to tell you, bro, it's a good chance that she's going to slow your ass down. It doesn't matter who you are, what kind of man you are, the amount of status you have, the amount of money you have. You got to realize that men and women are different. They think different. Mindsets are different. And I'm telling you, the more time she spends with you, the more psychologically dangerous she becomes. And she will lose interest. Living with a woman, she's around you 24/7, is going to somehow persuade you that doing certain things are not as important as they actually are. For example, reaching your full potential in certain things that you know you should be reaching your full potential in. Oh, it's okay. No, you don't have to. And you don't want that. That's not good for you, man, because as a man, we have to keep going. We have to keep pushing. And by living with a woman and sort of being influenced by her way of thinking, not only makes you less of a man, she's eventually going to lose interest in you. And that's how you see over time. Divorce. Because you're falling for the trap. I'm sorry, but the modern woman makes men weak, man. They make men weak. You know what they're pushing for. So imagine living with her every single day. Now, there's a difference between, you know, there are some married couples that are successful, you know, stay-at-home moms. The guy is doing his thing. He's on his purpose. That's fine. But he's finding time for himself by being on his purpose, by leaving the house, but not always being with her 24/7. And a lot of men don't understand that, and a lot of women won't let you do that. A lot of men can't do that. A lot of men are not capable of living that type of way. So imagine you meet a girl, and you got your own crib, and she wants to live with you, or you want her to live with you, just because you like her, maybe you like fucking her, or maybe you want to wake up to some top, you know how y'all are. I know how it is. You want to wake up to some top. You want to wake up fucking. You want to go to bed fucking. You want to fuck in the middle of the day. I know. But all of this is damaging to your brain, man. I'm telling you. It's going to screw with your brain. It's going to make you think. It's going to make you start thinking her way. Because you want all this shit. You want her to be extremely submissive. You have access to her easily. And it's too much, man. It's too much. It throws you off your game. It throws you off your purpose. And I know it's tempting to get pussy every chance you get. Trust me. Coming from someone who, yeah, I love fucking all the time. So it's hard for me to do it. I can't live with a woman though. I can't jeopardize what I'm aiming for because I can't keep it in my pants or I keep thinking about it. This is what the importance of desexualizing your brain and not letting women sneak into your brain at certain points of your life, especially when you're chasing your purpose or you're trying to level up. It's extremely important, man. You know, eliminating pornography as much as possible. That shit is damaging, man. And you keep watching shit from the screen, you start thinking about it, and it's porn. It's the damage of porn. Even though it's fake. You should think long term before thinking about living with a woman. Think long term. What could possibly happen? may set you back a couple years, or in some cases, a lot of fucking years, depending on what things, certain things that would happen. Oh no, you living with a woman, you fucking her every day, you get her pregnant, now you created a family, you didn't reach the full potential, you didn't reach the potential that you wanted to reach, and now your life changes, everything shifts. And the girl begins to change over time. And they do. Don't tell me they don't, because they do. The evidence is there. They begin to change down the road. You thought the girl you met is not the girl down the road. And it's not the girl down the road. And you start to become less of a guy down the road, because you fell for the woman. You want to be around the woman 24/7. You didn't think before using your dick. And now your life is screwed. Or it's not screwed. You're just set back. Extremely. And why would you want to be set back? Nothing wrong with adversity. Nothing wrong with getting through adversity. As I mentioned, people make mistakes. You make mistakes all the time. Men make mistakes. It's fine. But learning from your mistakes. You'll see a lot of people learn from their mistakes. You know, a lot of guys in their 40s and 50s, they've learned from their mistakes. They've made mistakes, but now they're living their best life, their happiest life ever. And that's what it's all about. That's what's important, man. But this is the truth. And I know a lot of you guys, you know, maybe you lived with your mom before. And it's just the same thing, man. You should always love your mom. Like, I love my mom with all my heart. You know, I wouldn't be here without her, obviously. You know, she's raised me really well. She's taught me a lot of things. But she knows I can't live with her forever. I couldn't live with her forever. I had to move out. I had to learn how to be independent as a man, especially as a man. And make my own decisions. It's extremely important. And your mother should understand that about you. You can't let your mother hold you back, man. You can't let her hold you back. You can't let any woman hold you back. As a man, you have to separate. You have to figure out a way to be independent, man. It's how you're going to be able to survive in the world on your own. That's the only way, man. It's already hard. It's already hard for guys. It's extremely hard. We're not women. We can't go on OnlyFans. We can't do certain shit. We can't post videos on Instagram and get 200,000 followers and live in the middle of nowhere. And make money doing that. We can't do that. We have to learn to be independent, actually. Like, we actually do. We're not pretending to be, because we have an ego and we think we don't need. No. We actually have to do this. Nobody's going to save you but yourself. Nobody. It's extremely important, man. I'm telling you, that girl you meet, man, she might be nurturing. She might be submissive. But you will find yourself doing things you are not supposed to do. For love that may not even last your lifetime. And there's a good chance, a good probability that it won't last. Just a good probability, man. Like I said, the evidence is out there. So, I mean, you make that decision. Yeah, man. She will kill your ambition. She will. Your full potential. You could have a little bit of ambition of being her. I'm not saying that it's not possible. I'm not saying it's impossible. Yeah, it's possible to have, you know, some ambition. You know, a good amount of ambition when you're with your girl. You know, when you're living with your girl. Yeah. But she will slowly, over time, kill it. And you won't realize it. Until you see where the relationship's headed. And you see sort of backtracks and maybe your work, or you know, maybe the money you're making, or you know, the progress you're making in certain things in your life. You'll see things start to change a little bit. You'll see subtle signs. But yeah, man, never live with women, man. You gotta figure this shit out, and you gotta do it on your own. This doesn't mean not talk to people, not socialize, not have you know, not have people you can talk to when you go outside, not be able to network. That's not what that means. Just, you know, being alone is not about that. Being alone is about being open-minded. It's not about being, it's not about being 100% closed off from the world. That's not what you should do. But you need to focus on yourself more than anything today. More than anything, bro. I'm telling you. A lot of things are not worth it. But yeah, man, if you like the video, make sure you like, comment, subscribe, and stay tuned for the next one.